I mean, how could you not, right? How could you not manifest the weather when people watch the weather guy and then they believe what he says, and then that's what, and then they talk to people, like people told me, hey, did you hear it was going to be 105 this weekend? And they probably tell everybody, and then everybody believes it, and then it gets to be 105. It's no surprise. It's just no surprise to me. Yeah, how people create hurricanes and earthquakes and stuff like that's probably a whole another conversation, but they do create those too. But we won't go there this morning. I'll start getting emails. What do you mean I didn't create that? 888-663-6386 email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. This is Leah Ellen for Portlandia. She's also a hygienist. I tried calling Friday. I've been cleaning my son's teeth for 25 years. Oh, why don't you call now? Are you listening? I'd love to hear. Anyway, I'll read some of this stuff. So she was on Dr. Ellie's protocol, and she was being a dental hygienist. I guess she got into it. And she said, yeah, he went from 6 millimeters to 3 millimeters in his lower anteriors, which is crucial because the roots down there are the smallest in the mouth. And if you lose bone support, the teeth get loose very easily. I agree. I made my own xylitol and crystals, which I bought on Amazon, and added essential oils like peppermint, fennel, which also aids with digestion. Kept in a little jar, lick my finger, dip it in the mix. Tastes great. I didn't like the idea of titanium oxide. I assumed there was some on the gum coating. Blah, blah, blah. As for the living streams, I could tell right away with our first purchase that the C60 called the perfect molecule, that it was a powerful detoxifier, because my husband got flu-like symptoms that lasted for a day. You know, I nebulized it last night, and maybe that's what I got. I'll be darned. I could feel a lot of energy also. We have the Dyna, D-Y-N-A, Chi foot bath that Stephen Huer talked about on his last show with you. I bought for my birthday. I'm a Scorpio like you. Have been using it twice a week. All that I to say, what comes out of my feet is continuing to surprise me. I guess so. The feet are pretty amazing. I remember when the foot baths originally came out, that all these weird things were coming out, because I did it, and then I read and people were saying, ah, no, it's just some chemical reaction with the material. And it's just a big scam-a-rama-doodle, and it's not really toxins coming out of your feet that you can see. So I'm not totally sure about that. I've not done the research, but Stephen said that no, it's really the real deal. And so I'll take your word for it at this point. I don't know how you could see that, but I guess, I don't know. But I have to explain why I need to detox so much, besides the two long hospital stays, which when I was 16, I drove a car off a cliff. Oh, that's not good. They were shooting antibiotics in my butt. My hope is that using the multi-blend of Bifido will relieve my poor colon. Yeah, I think it will. And I think it'll repopulate that guy. So just keep at it. I've been using cell salts because of muscle cramps in my legs, which I now believe was accumulation of toxins, my tissues, okay? Since using the multi-blend, my body is now absorbing the minerals, which I fermented Canrola, do not need the cell salts. You know, if you have these cramps in your legs, I would really recommend trying the Pearlseum. Calcium is one of the hugest things, along with magnesium, and both of those in the Pearlseum. I would start taking that internally to Leah and see if the cramping doesn't slow down. You know, I had cramping for years, a few years ago, and it's just eventually gone away. Just not sure why, but I had some every now and then where you'd be in bed and all of a sudden you go, no. But it's just kind of gone away. I think the mineral just kind of balanced itself out, you know? So that's pretty fun. Plus, I've been doing lots of yoga, just massive amounts of yoga. And it's so cool. Can't even believe that I got off it for a while. I did a little bit, but not like I'm doing now. I'm doing like twice a day. And man, I tell you what, when you, I use a relaxed sauna like you do, but didn't seem to help like the foot bath. I can get into my body and test pretty accurately and believe the foot bath is equal to many saunas. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I don't know if I would, you would tell. Could be, but not sure about that. They tested the sweat with these saunas, and a lot's coming out. You might not see it, but that's where all the toxins are stored, is in the fat. All the toxins are stored in the fat. Anyway, about a month ago, I went on YouTube and I said, what would be some good yoga for gastritis, which was the only name I could really give my, the burning stuff, which is kind of irritated stomach lining that I could just fire off it just by, concerning anything, right? It just fire it right off. So I created that by overthinking. Anyway, so one of the things was to really loosen up your neck. And I have been just working on that. We had to sit in a lotus thing and just start doing a very slow circle of your neck and get looser and looser. And it's amazing how deep you can go. And it kind of hurts too, but just keep breathing into it. If you just did just that one thing and sat there once a day and start loosening up your neck, I can't imagine some of the benefits it could have for you that you can't even realize. I mean, all the nerves go through the neck and the vagus nerve, and I can feel some things in my lower back as this thing is loosening. If you have lower back problems, you loosen up the neck. It's just, it's the bomb, really. You could just do that one thing. And you could go on YouTube and just do some yogic neck exercises and, find some ones that you really like and start playing around with it. Be careful, you don't have to strain yourself, but it's really, really, really cool. Really cool. Another thing you can do is if you like that CBD oil, it will help you to relax. And even if you don't mind it, if you feel a little bit euphoria kind of thing with it, it's possible you would, but it would help you to relax into these neck rolls. But you probably won't feel it. I'm just sensitive. It's got 0.003 THC, but they're all cooked except for the one. But you could get that Apex one in our store from Andreas. Take that one and do some neck rolls and stuff like that. And it'll just help you to relax muscles and even maybe the carbon 60 before, and then do those and start working on that every day. And in a couple months, you'll probably look like you're 20. It just smooths out any kind of neck wrinkles. And it's amazing what's going on with that. So I'm pretty jazzed about it. I just like doing it, especially in the middle of the night. When it's just me and Doodle and the Angels. It's kind of fun. Okay, here's our phone number, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We've covered a lot of territory today. Hope you're enjoying the show. Join us and come on in and say hi if you like. Not too many of you are responding on the phone, like zero. So you can do that because the phone line is open. And I can tell by my little controls here that a lot of you are listening. You're just quiet. Oh, you're so quiet. You're not shy, are you? Shy? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. It's okay. Hi, Patrick. I'm interested in buying the Relaxed Far Infrared Sauna. Is this the same one model? RelaxSaunas.com. How much would it cost to ship it to England? Yeah, that's it. Relaxed Saunas of Momentum. That's it. Yep, and they retail it for $11.95. We do for $9.95, which they allow us to do, and just so we don't put it in print. And I saw what he emailed. Oh, I've answered this one to Martin. He's in Derbyshire. Oh, Derbyshire in UK. We can ship it to him for $1,195 delivered to England with that funny EU plug. Now that's pretty cool. So we ship them all over the world. Good morning. Who might this be?
Hi, this is Sharon calling from Seattle. Good morning, Patrick.
Are you sleepless in Seattle?
No, I'm wide awake digging a pond for my turtle.
You digging a turtle pond, are we?
Yes.
Really?
I have a beautiful turtle that my son prayed for, and we were driving in the street, and all of a sudden a turtle appeared, and now we're doing a turtle sanctuary.
How long before the prayer and the turtle came?
Well, I said to him in the car, I said, wouldn't that be funny if you had prayed for a turtle? And he goes, well, actually, I was really wanting one for my birthday. So it just goes with the 13 chickens, the 2 dogs, the snake, and the, you know, 4 cats. And now we got a turtle sanctuary going on.
Oh, that's so fun. It's so nice to know that the turtle angels are responsive, just like the rain angels and the doggies and the snake angels. I mean, they're all there.
Exactly. So my son is happy as a clam. So we've got already a pre-fountain that was already here, and now we're building a big pond next to it so she can swim around. And she's wild because she ate like 4 fish yesterday, so she's raw and organic, 100% natural turtle.
That's so good.
She wouldn't eat the fish food.
She wouldn't eat the fish food. Well, I don't blame her. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I'm wide awake. I got to tell you, I'm going to piggyback on my husband's call last week when Sean called in and was talking about the Apex Andreas oils. And I know he gave a testimonial. I just wanted to tell you, I don't know if you recall to put 2 and 2 together, but I've called a couple times. Meridian Grace, and I think Dr. Daniels, we talked about menopause symptoms I was experiencing, and I would like to just extend my part of that testimony to any listeners of women that are experiencing menopause symptoms. I will tell you that my hot flashes and night sweats have totally gone away, and how they've gone away is the only thing that I've done different is use Andreas oils.
Which ones were you using? A bunch of them, or just the Apex CBD stuff, the hemp?
Well, it's a full circle effect here. I wasn't getting in my deep REM sleep. That's first and foremost. So my body wasn't able to repair and rebuild because the insomnia that I was experiencing and the night sweats that I was experiencing. So yes, the Apex oil is what I started taking, and instantly I was getting into a deep sleep. And then he told me to take the black sesame seed oil, which is Andreas seed oil. So I'm taking those two, and within 24, 48 hours, it was like night and day.
Wow.
I was sleeping so soundly. I was waking up refreshed with the vitality. And then the next day, I noticed I didn't have any of hot flashes. And so I've been taking the black sesame seed oil 3 times a day. I know he says not to take it, you know, like after 2:30. So I get up pretty early. I take it in the morning. I take it a little while, you know, maybe around 11:30, 12, and then I take it again around 2:30. So I get it in my system. He says if you take the oils too late in the day, just his Andreas seed oils, you know, it can kind of give you a lot of activity later in the night when you're trying to go to sleep. But the Apex CBD I take in the morning and I take at night, and it's world different for me. Totally different.
Were you able to order through our website? Did you order?
Pardon?
Did you order through our website?
Well, actually, I went and met him personally.
Oh, you
I
did?
I was so
you're dealing
profoundly
with him.
Influenced by just trying it that I went down to Oregon and I met him. Amazing, amazing guy.
So you just buy direct from him.
So Yeah, first and foremost, I got to shake his hand and say, wow, this is amazing. And got my dad starting to take the Apex oils, the CBD, because of his stroke. And he's been experiencing huge difference. And Andrea said, get him on the flax oil. So my dad's on the flax oil. He's on the 5-seed oil, and then he's on the Apex for morning and night. My dad is totally coming to life again.
Oh, that's great.
And so I just, you know,
okay.
I wanted to piggyback on my husband's testimony and say, this is what I've been experiencing. And if there's any listeners out there, that women that have been struggling with trying this, that, and other thing for hot flashes, night sweats, insomnia stuff, I'm telling you, that's my testimony, and I'm sticking to it, and I feel great.
Well, I'm so glad you're feeling better. That's great. If you wanted to add something to it, the Flora PM, Wayne said ladies have lots and lots of ladies has ditched the, but it sounds like you don't need it, but they've ditched the hot flashes stuff with Flora PM and the Living Streams. He doesn't know why it works, but it does.
You know, that was the next thing that I was actually going to be trying when I was like,
oh, good.
I gotta try something.
I would try that. I would try that.
I've been successful with this, and, you know, everybody's system's different, as we all know, and we're all unique and individual. So, I feel great. So I wanted to share that with you. I did have a question for you. We have vacillated, Sean and I, with this whole dental thing, and I thank you so much for all of the insight and knowledge and different people you've had coming and going, giving their two cents and their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want the fluoride. Dr. Ellie, we've been doing her program ever since the first day that you had her on. We stopped everything, and that's exactly where we went with Dr. Ellie. We've shared it with so many people. And then we haven't tried the Pearl yet, and you're really adamant about it. So I was telling my husband, I'm like, okay, I think we need to get the Pearl stuff.
Try some. I think you're going to like it. Yeah, just try it. Just trust me on that, okay? Just trust me.
So, you know, the other thing have you heard of anybody brushing their teeth with coconut oil?
Sure, people do that. There are quite a few toothpaste, if you want to do a toothpaste that does not have fluoride or glycerin. Hard to find, but there's some out there. And you could do that, but I don't know. You could do the closest and just the Pearlseum and, see if you don't like that. I think the closest is a good product. I really do. I'm continuing with that. Then you could do the xylitol also during the day, which helps to keep the microbiome happy.
Yeah.
And if you want to find a toothpaste, just Google around. You can find them without glycerin and without fluoride. And I wouldn't do chalk either. I think chalk, I think Dr. Ellie's right that chalk actually scars, damages this tooth surface, as Dr. Hsu was talking
about. Sorry.
Yeah. So when you scratch the surface, then you have to keep remineralizing, and that's what actually gives the tooth the shine and everything is actually making the surface hard.
So what exactly is your protocol you're doing on your daily routine? You're using the xylitol, you're using the Pearl, and you're using the closest,
right.
Am I correct?
Yeah, and every now and then I'll do a hit of the Listerine just for fun. That's about it. And I have a couple of toothpaste. One is kind of like a mud or something, pretty weird stuff, but it's charcoal and stuff like that. But I don't want to get too carried away because I really believe that her whole contention with the microbiome is correct, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to get in there and start killing stuff. And we know that the Listerine doesn't do it. We know that the closest doesn't screw it up because of her amazing results over many years. So, I just wouldn't get too feisty with trying to, replace the Crest or something with something that's got essential oils and all that. I don't want to do that, Sharon, because I don't know what it's doing to the microbiome. And Dr. Ellie said that the coconut oil can also screw things up because it's quite quite powerful with antifungal and bacterial. So I would take her advice on that. She's a smart woman.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be, you know, I'd be keeping things as natural as you possibly could. At the end of the day, I suspect, and I don't know, that you could just use this pearl and water and nothing else and be a happy camper. But I don't know that yet. We'll see.
Well, I've worked in dentistry since 89.
Oh, so you
I've
have?
Got
okay,
so,
yeah, you know.
Yeah, of dentistry, and I totally changed full circle after listening to Dr. Ellie. It was like the light went on. It was like everything I've been programmed,
right,
educating people on.
Right.
I just totally did a paradigm shift, and my teeth feel great. They just feel great. But the more I got to thank you again for bringing Dr. Tent into our life. I'm telling you,
he's a trip, right?
I probably have listened to about 18 to 20 hours of his YouTube videos, and I don't want any fluoride in my body. I don't want to give it to my kids. I mean, I've administered so much fluoride since 89 on kids and adults working in dentistry cleaning teeth for all these years.
Yeah.
But the point that I'm saying is Dr. Ellie was invaluable, all the education she gave me. And in the same way, Dr. Tent, I want to thank you for all these great, amazing people that you have that shape and mold and better us every day.
Well,
and
it's
every
our
year
pleasure.
We become, you know,
yeah,
more educated, and I want to thank you for being just a huge part of our life.
Well, it's a pleasure. I'm just grateful that you have a little faith in us and try some of these things. It's pretty very cool, Sharon, and you and Sean have been great supporters of our stuff for a long, long time. Those shows have been out there a long time, right? If I remember?
Yes.
Shoo, man, listening. So where do you all live in? Where do you live? Washington, right?
Yeah, we're up in Washington. We're just about 15 minutes or so from the airport. We're not that far away. And
what airport?
Come up and see us sometime.
Seattle?
You're inquisitive about Washington.
I know.
We've got an Airbnb on our property. We've got plenty of space for you. And come up here and visit us.
And you're near Seattle?
Yeah. Just do a live broadcast from our house.
We should. How do you do that? You know, I just love the big trees and that area. You know, the far left wacko politics notwithstanding, I could deal with that, I guess.
Right.
You know, you got to be careful there. But other than that, but I don't know about the idea of all these cloudy days. But that works for you, all this rain? I mean, I love rain, but you do okay with not a lot of sun?
Well, you're asking me, and I'm going to answer totally different than Sean did last Friday.
Okay.
Because, no, I require more sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we... Our daughters are in Arizona. We go down and see them. We've got business down in California. But we're tanned. We're getting our vitamin D all the time. And people say, oh, where have you been? It's like, we've been home for a month. You know, you still get tanned through the clouds.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I see a little bit of blue patches here and there. It's too much rain for me. But the balance is when it's too much rain, we go away for a little bit. But... You know, going out and hiking, there's some amazing trails being right by the Puget Sound.
Ooh.
You know, on a bright, clear day, there's nothing more beautiful here than, I think, Bend, Oregon. That's gorgeous there, too. But, you know, the best months to come here are July and August if you're wanting sunshine. We're supposed to get about 75 today, and, you know, people will be breaking out their bikinis, and you're thinking, whoa, that's cold.
Yeah.
But, you know, we hit 90 and everybody's, you know, at Home Depot buying out all the fans because they're just dying up here. It's like, this is nothing. We were at 120 down in Arizona.
Yeah. It's pretty
you know,
country up
there.
People
that are Washingtonians, I'm a third generation Washingtonian, and, you know, you get used to it. But I've lived in California and my heart's for the sunshine, so... I live outside as much as I can to get as much vitamin D, and, you know, you be intentional with that, but,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Well, Doodle and I have been thinking about making a move.
Patio.
Doodle and I have been thinking about making a move someday. I've been here for a long time, and in Texas, mm-hmm. and I'm just for the pure adventure of it. I love it here, but, you know, I could, just for fun, just to go somewhere else for, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, I don't know, 5 years, 2 years. So I'm kind of nosing around. I'm kind of interested in the Carolinas. I'm interested in that area up there for sure. Even they've got some beautiful...
Well, come up and visit us.
I'll come up.
I'm serious.
Come up.
Donna would love it if you came up.
I know. Yeah. Just come up. We'll just drive up and visit and check it out. Well, say hi to the turtle. Say hi to Mr. Shawnee. And, let us know if you try the pearl sea and what's your experience with it. I'll be real curious because you being in the dental field for a long time, I think you'll find it really fascinating. Really, really fascinating.
Yeah, well, that's definitely what we're going to do. Because I don't want to, I totally agree with everything Dr. Ellie says. I don't want to do anything to screw up my, you know, Great Barrier Reef and my mouth.
That's right. The Great Barrier Reef. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
You know, I heard recently that they're telling people they cannot wear sunscreen if you're at the Great Barrier Reef because it's screwing up the whole system over there.
Actually, there's a thing going on in Hawaii, the same thing, that these chemicals and these sunscreens are screwing up the coral and all that because these are living organisms.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. You know, I don't doubt it.
Yeah. We should listen to our 9-year-old when he's around friends that put on sunscreen. Did you know your skin is a living organism? Would you put that in your mouth and ingest it?
That's so cool.
Just put your it son, on your skin.
Your son says that? Your son says that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, when, hey, Hay's for Horses, organic hay. Wayne has a product. When you order the Flora PM, it's let me see if I can find the name of it. And this is a probiotic sunscreen thing. Oh, you guys will love this. Where is the name of it? Yeah. I'm trying to find it here. Look at Seal Life. Oh, Never Again, it's called. Never Again. Never Again. Being outside and exposed to sun and wind on these days is uncomfortable. Blah, 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 blah. Never Again by Living Streams was created to noticeably hydrate and oxygenate your skin while providing a degree of sunburn protection. The result is that your skin feels better and the sun does more tanning than burning. That's a product that he created called Never Again. He said you'll be amazed. Get some of that. Let us know let us know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's a great skin toner.
Well,
you can just
kind of
put it on your face, too. Just put it on your face and even look cuter than you are.
Thank you. So have you tried it yourself?
Which one? Never Again? Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I spray it all over my face. I just love it. But I've always just gotten brown. You know, I did burn a little bit in Florida the first time in probably ever in my whole life. Boy, that sun, you get on those white sand beaches, and yeah, I certainly burned some skin down there on my legs, but I didn't even realize it.
Well, you can thank Al Gore for that, because that's a global warming.
That's a global
climate
warming, yeah.
Change, so. Yeah.
Well, I didn't have my Never Again with me, because I left all my probies in the when I went on my trip, because I just left them by mistake. But so I didn't use any stuff, and because there's a big thing in Hawaii about the. And they're doing that where? In other places, too?
I heard that's going on. They're banning it in Australia.
Australia, yeah.
You can't have it, so, you know. Yeah, people just need to get educated, and reprogramming has to happen because, I tell you, listening to Dr. Trent, he's just speaking everything that Sean and I've been researching for a long time, and he's been speaking the truth for years, and I'm surprised there's not a revolution of people that are, you know, getting more and more educated, saying we're not going to stand for this anymore.
Well, he's a rascal. He's a rascal. We enjoy talking to him, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Miss Sharon, thanks for calling. Or say hi to Sean and the turtle and your little one. You just have one child?
No, we have 7 total.
No. What?
Yes, we have 7.
You have 7 children?
Yes, we have, there's only 3 at home still. There's an 18, 15, and a 10-year-old at home. And then the 18-year-olds and the 22-year-olds and the 25-year-old are all out on their own living their adult life. And grandson that is 6 months old, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Seven. My goodness.
We feel like we're 25. But,
Well, those kids, it takes a long time to get young.
Yeah, well, we're going 130, so we are young.
Yeah, 130. Yeah, you're just probably halfway, not even halfway there. What are you going to say?
No, we got a long time. So come up and see us and
we'll come
enjoy
visit
the Great Northwest. We're last-minute spontaneous people, so you come to say, hey, I got a good airline ticket, and come on up and see us.
Okay, baby. Thanks.
Check it out.
We'll see you.
Okay.
You'll be
you
the first,
take care. Have
you'll be the
Friday.
First one I'll email if I'm coming to the Northwest.
Okay, will do.
Thanks a lot. Bye. That's fun. That's great. Yeah, baby. Okay, 888-663-6386. Years ago, I recall David Wolfe suggesting that all foods, superfoods, actually just gives our body information. And this came out last time we talked with Daniel Vitalis about colostrum.
I imagine people being born with an unformatted immune system. And colostrum helps to format that, helps your body recognize viral and bacterial invaders early. And it also helps to restore and heal the lining of the gut that's damaged in so many people and one of the sources of inflammation and low immunity. So it restores that gut lining at the same time that it educates the immune system on how to better fight off pathogens that get into our bodies.
And it's pretty cool too, I think, because moms can put it in the smoothies quite easily for the kids. And it's yummy and they get some good stuff.
Yeah, it's really great to blend into smoothies. You can make chocolates with it. You can put it into anything that you're cooking. And so it's easy to get into your kids and into other family members. It tastes great. And it's actually very versatile in the kitchen, so you can use it in place of a lot of other products.
Yes, and it's very tasty and fun and easy to use. Sometimes just late at night, you can take warm water with colostrum in there before bed. And it's a great product. A lot of benefits. Click on any Surthrival link. ColostrumOneRadioNetwork.com. Recently on Open Phones, Bridget from Florida called, said that she ordered some of Wayne Blakely's Living Streams products. Through the links on One Radio Network, we joined the conversation.
And all of that, I got three of his products, and I've only been doing it, I don't know if I've been doing it 3 weeks yet. OMG, it's awesome, awesome. It's bringing me back. It's doing something. Good stuff.
Oh, good for you. Thanks for trying our recommendations. Yeah, there's some real subtle things going on with all these products that I'm blown away by. Yeah, really.
Yeah, and also my elimination, which wasn't bad, but now it's just whoosh, you know, it's great.
Whoosh? Can I quote you on that? Is it whooshing?
Totally like, no.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, I don't know if we can guarantee whooshing for you, but certainly when you get these probies down in there in the small intestine, which you can with Bifido-2, and the large intestines with the Living Streams multi-blend and all the other ones, things will move. Whooshing, well, we'll see. Click and order Living Streams, any link in the store on OneRadioNetwork.com. this is Open Phone Friday. Yes, it is. Want to jump in here before we go? 888-663-6386. We're talking about the neck, and Adam Bergstrom says the neck is connected to the genitals. What? Really? That's why couples start out with necking. A male giraffe's neck turns bright red when it's time to mate. Really? Is that where that's probably where the term necking comes from too? Really? Oh my goodness. That's all they need is more action down there. Jeez. To get more cold water delivered. You know, the water, this is like, the water is like, oh my goodness. So I had this karma water experience and lost a lot of water when I was on vacay. And so we had to get some water delivered, probably only the second time in 20 years. And the tanks are outside. And there's just no way you can get cold showers because there's 100 degrees outside. And it's just warm water. You don't even need a heater. It's crazy. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Texas can get a little over the top. What are you doing, Doyle? Are you doing doggy yoga? Doggy yoga. She gets on her back and moves all her 4 feet. Doggy yoga. Doggy yoga. Do it. Show everybody how you do it. She gets on her back and goes, doggy yoga, doggy yoga. She's great. Well, Dr. Jennifer Daniels next week. Also, the Masseys will be here, so we're going to have a fun week. Andrew Goss. Let's see. Do a few more emails here. I'd like you to interview T.S. Wiley. Oh, don't know him. But I'll look at it. Just listening to some of your shows, Ogenus Vonderplanets is particular, very interesting to hear how much more real you sound nowadays. That 2009 show with Ogenus sounded like a pro radio presenter. Haha. Uh-huh. Oh, really? Okay. That's good. Just listening. But my question to do with weight gain, I'm a skinny little fellow and never been able to put weight on despite being on this health journey and various different diets for a number of years. I know you're slim, build too, and just wondered if there was one thing you would recommend for weight gain. Again, I know you're so busy, so no pressure, but if you get a chance, I'd be very interested. Hope this, your trip was a good one. I think I answered this personally, but fellow's so nice. I think I'm going to answer this one again just to make sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm the wrong person to ask about weight gain because I just finally gave up after a few years and saying I'm just perfect the way I am and my body looks great. I mean, Sharon says my body looks like I'm, 24-year-old. So, but I think that you can, the more I've been doing more, chin-ups, on the bar, more yoga and some push-ups, and you can build muscles with what you have. And I think, I think that you can put on more muscle weight just by talking to the muscle angels because no matter what I eat, I mean, I eat pasta a lot. I eat organic brown rice pasta probably twice a week, fish and I eat some rice and do a little juicing, but I don't do a lot of raw stuff. My body doesn't do very good on raw, but baked potato every now and then. Fruit smoothies in the morning, and I like lentils and some beans and stuff like that, but I got a pretty strange diet. I do good with fish and vegetables, but do some coconut oil, but yeah, I don't. 1-2-5, no matter what time of day, just step on it and there it is. 1-2-5, 1-2-5. You're 1-2-5. I've been 125 for 40 years, 50 years, so I don't know why I should think I should make it anymore. Why should it be anymore? So I'm going to answer this fellow, but you all might have, you think eating pasta with butter, pasta's supposed to put on weight, but hasn't for me. You know, oatmeal may work for you. Oatmeal. I do that every now and then, but I know people that they can just look at a bowl of oatmeal and they gain 2 pounds. It just depends on our metabolism and what we're doing. But hello, Patrick. I just want you to know I've been brushing with Pearlseum and also swishing with it. Then I do Dr. Ellie Protocol, where they were still not very white till I added the pearl. Really love it. My teeth feel so clean. Thank you. Yeah, I would do the pearl lastis. Just go ahead and do the pearl at the end. Yeah. Yeah, it'll really brighten them up. It's pretty magical stuff. One of your best interviews ever with Dr. F. Wei Mengdao. Thanks for the show. Well, you're quite welcome. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, we enjoyed it. He's a neat guy. He the bomb. I'm so over politics. So. What is the product you were talking about the most? It's called Mold Relief. It's in our store. You get a big quart and you dilute it 7 to 1, 6 to 1. Get yourself a fogger in our store. We don't have a financial interest in it, but it's a good fogger, and get that one and you can switch it around. I mean, you can do a family and friends and then fog away and let us know how you feel. We've been getting some good hits on the fogging thing. Good hits on the fogging thing. You don't talk about it much, Patrick, from Julie. Do you iodine? I do. You know, that's kind of one thing I do pretty fairly often. It's the I like Edgar Cayce iodine, the one that we in our store, iodine source. We like that one the bestest, and I put 4 or 5 drops on my inside of my wrist almost every day, and I think it's a reasonable thing to do. Just a reasonable thing to do. Reasonable. Yeah. Is there any herbs you know that can kill tapeworms? Get this call a lot. I would go to One Radio Network and just do tapeworms or Dr. Hulda Clark, and you'll see the report, New Concepts Report, and she gives you a little formula using essential oils and tapeworms. If you've got something in there, it'll kind of come out. Also, you know, any kind, all these probies will help too, because they'll just kind of, if you do probies, they'll help just kind of kick them out. Don't kick him out. He said, get out of here, man. Get out of here. Would you like to have Dr. Banks on again? Yeah, we will. She was cool. We'll have her back on. You guys remember that one? Let me put that up into our future guest file, and we'll invite her back on. Just wanted to chime in with, you might want to look into Sherry Wild. She's got a great take on stuff like how karma is BS created by the collective ego. Well, karma's not BS. So reincarnation back on Earth has a false overlay to keep us recycling on Earth and to get us to believe we are just bodies. Yep, I agree. Originally, and still are powerful co-creators with our creator, as we are one with our creator, yes, but have forgotten this, yes. We've aligned ourselves with a false ego, yes. When it's time to realign back with our creator, the fourth dimension we are in now is about bringing to the surface our miscreations. Yeah, I mean, I think you're onto something here. Karma's not BS, karma's real. So I'm not sure I'd spend a lot of time with this woman, but yeah, you know, it's karma, it's karma. Yeah, it's great karma. Just we cry. The Buddhist term for karma is doing, because they understand it. Anytime we do anything, it's a karma experience. And the only real bad karma is when we somehow slow down someone's spiritual growth. That's pretty bad karma. Good karma is when we help others to find God. That's good karma. That's a positive thing. And then all the other stuff is just karma, karma. Punch a guy in the mouth, I guarantee you, he's going to punch you back. So to say karma's BS is, well, it's not true. Just ain't so. So steal money from a bank, and you'll have some karma for that. I'd like to order more sulfur. I usually get 8 chars. I'll send a PayPal payment. Sure. Okay, baby. We can do that. Yeah, people love this sulfur. I took a big, I was feeling a little punky this morning because of my overzealous nebulizing adventure. And last night, I don't know why I did it, yeah. And so I took a big hit of sulfur and it was like, now I know why we take this sulfur. You can feel it. I don't know if you ever tried it. It'll kind of oxygenate your brain. So when you come back into the body and you need the brain to kind of connect up with the mind to remember some of the dream experiences, I think you're going to remember some of the dream experiences more. Lots of people have said that. Lots of people have said that. So check it out. Sulfur, organic sulfur, pure organic sulfur from OneRadioNetwork.com. If you like more than 4 pounds, just email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. All right, it's 11 o'clock. It's time for, I get out in the sun now, but it's probably 112. No, it's really, it's crazy amazing. All right, kids, I love you very much. You are the bomb. Thanks for your ongoing support. I really appreciate you. We'll see Dave Stetzer, Jennifer Daniels, Dr. Massey next week, Andrew Goss. Have a nice weekend, and be sweet.
Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the full moon. Thank you for my true love's face, and our lives in love consumed. Thank you for the stars. The beauty that saves me. Thank you for the dawn. Oceans rise and fall in. Children born to care. Songs. Thanks for all my good luck, all the things that don't go wrong. side.